There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The chuckler in the background is Mr. McFadden. We're joined by Mr. Jancura and Mr. Cremins. Yesterday I heard Akos that John shot a hole in one.
Yes.
At the, is that true? Over at the you're at the PGA show.
And then he woke up.
What a great line. What a perfect line that is. Great.
I actually had almost a whole one. I was a quarter of an inch away.
Really? That's what they all say.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, my brother, though, yeah. on the same hole.
Is this yesterday?
Right after my shot.
Really?
No, he bounced, and right in the cup.
Really?
He's reminiscing.
Yeah.
Really?
We were like in the...
You woke up.
Let me guess. 140-yard par 3. Downhill.
No, my brother's a guy that's going up.
By golf course.
Nice. Yeah, there you go.
Actually, it was a very interesting convention. It's an awesome convention, the PGA Conference.
Let me just explain to people who may not have heard us yesterday that Akos and John are in their stead in Tampa, and they have the PGA annual show going on there. So you went over to do some broadcasting from there, yeah?
Yes, we did. We met all the met a lot of the inventors who are in the invention area. They've got all kinds of great golf
inventing
inventions.
Golf stuff, yep, right.
Yeah, big business. Oh, my gosh, big business.
Oh, of course
business.
Big business. Oh, yeah.
That place is huge. We just kept walking and walking and walking.
Can you imagine how much time is spent, people wasting time chasing those stupid little balls around every day?
It used to be one of my favorite things to do.
Well, my father was a championship. My father was a great athlete, and he was a champion golfer all through his life. When he died at 90, his handicap was 8. When he was 88, he won the seniors. And in his 84, I think, or 85, he had a 2. Richie, your father was a pretty good golfer.
Scratch. 3-4 handicap.
His funeral was held on the golf course, for God's sake, so he must have been some kind of...
Nope. He dug it, yeah. That was him.
That's pretty cool. I mean, at my best, I think I was an 8 handicap.
At your best.
That was back when I was in high school, yeah.
Hey, because you play golf? I'm trying to envision you playing golf.
I was a 20 handicap easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Now
I'm more into hockey. I thought it was like a hockey stick and a hockey puck. I'm trying to hit it all the time.
So that was only on the green.
That's Happy Gilmore.
Gilmore. I got into that movie. That was a very relatable movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I never saw it, so I guess we'll continue the conversation without me.
Hockey and golf.
You know what? You might. Really? Well, I don't know. It's silly humor.
Yeah.
But when Bob Barker's on, you would absolutely just die laughing.
Really?
Because when he's in the movie for just a short thing, but oh my gosh, he's funny.
All right, yesterday, in honor of the PGA show, we had Jesse Fratkin on with that Snap Cam head cover kit, which I thought was almost brilliant. How'd he do in terms of thumbs up?
We talked to Jesse.
He was there at the show?
And it's going to be on our Facebook page, on Facebook.com, and then, of course, My Cool Inventions. But I'm going to put it up there where you're going to see this. And you know what?
Right.
It's better than what we thought it was.
Really? It's really better, yeah.
It is amazing. And it's brilliant. I mean, it's completely brilliant.
How'd the vote do?
He ended up at like 78%.
Why?
I don't know. You know,
that's
awful. The pitch was good, but oh my gosh, Doug, it is really as cool as we thought it was.
Could we use it for other things than just this application?
Yeah,
that's what Akos says. That's why I asked it, because Akos says, it's better than you thought, so I'm figuring Akos says, can use this for this, and this.
So he took the head cover, and then what he did, he inserted this sort of 360-degree rotational sort of receiver, and then he's got an iPhone case, which has the other end of the receiver. So you put your iPhone, it snaps in there, and you can rotate it. But you could take that 360-degree receiver and put it anywhere.
Yep.
In fact, I was thinking of applications when I saw it, like a dash cam for your car, any kind of a sport, maybe baseball to analyze a swing. I mean, there's all kinds of different things you could use it for. It, maybe golf. is the best place to start. Lots of money in golf and crazy people who might buy that thing in golf.
But yeah, it holds it steady. Right?
It holds it very steady.
He had it set up so we could actually look at it and play with it and see it.
You know,
and it clips on easy. It's any phone. I mean, any phone.
I bet you
all the clips and adapters.
I've never been to one of these shows, but I'm betting now that there are all kinds of things that are tied to this. The living, the golf experience, lifestyle, the experience. A friend of mine who is a wonderful guy from Ohio, who had been in the insurance business, sold out. And he took his money and went down to Naples and bought three golf courses. And he decided to build communities around the golf courses. One of them was close to town. One of them was way outside. And he started in 2005 and did well until things collapsed in 2008. But the golf business was what he thought this was the, and it seems to be. I mean, you look around the country, and there are some huge communities, very expensive McMansions being built around some of these supposed better golf courses, because it is. Where else are there other? I'm trying to think of other sports that would be built around this theme, and I can't, to be honest with you. Where you wouldn't build a football residential or a baseball residential community, but the golf seems to fit. Unless you're too close to
tennis,
the seventh green, you whack your
tennis,
ball into your window or something. But
flight, I've seen the communities that have planes in the back.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, actually, John, that's not that far from my house.
Is it from
north of my house?
Yeah.
And right. and then that community. I mean, every house has an airplane garage.
Yep. I had a fellow who listened to this program. I forget where he was, Rich. You remember we had him on? The FAA was trying to get him to stop landing at this field that was legitimate field, because there are houses built around. They said it was a danger. Hello, the people all bought the place because it was close to the airport.
Well, but his plane was actually bigger.
He's got a 707. I mean,
he was trying to land a 707 in an airport. It's a runway, right?
Yeah.
But it was damaging the runway.
Huh. Well, listen. Everybody's got their problems. Later on in the hour, we're going to meet another one of these PGA showers, golf score changer. Dave Hedrick is going to be with us. Anybody want to give us a clue as to what the golf score changer is all about?
It's actually a very ingenious device. We videotaped it yesterday. It slaps on the bottom of your golf club.
Yeah.
And as you swing it, it immediately amplifies your mistake, so you can actually correct it quickly. It looks like a really great thing to improve your swing fast.
Invented by probably a really bad golfer.
And appreciated by more bad golfers.
Right, exactly. There are more bad golfers. Well, I mean, honestly, really. Aren't there more bad golfers than there are good golfers?
Of course, of course.
So, bing, bang, boom, around.
What did Winston Churchill say? A good walk ruined.
That's cool. All right. One of the things that we focus on in My Cool Inventions are the ways for you to raise money. The exciting trend, the exciting reality of being able to help people who want to help themselves, even though, as I said, I think somebody was analyzing some of the government intrusions into trying to get businesses going and how many different government agencies there are that actually will try to keep you from starting a business, even though this is supposed to be the land of opportunity. Here's an example of something that has worked. This is the weirdest thing. You can check it out at DougStephan.com. There's a new game called Exploding Kittens. Either of you seen this?
Oh, my gosh, no.
All right. Go to
Sounds disturbing.
Go to DougStephan.com and look up the story from today's show. I think that's where it is, Richie, right? What's new? No, it's what's new at DougStephan.com. You'll see the picture of the so-called exploding kitten and how this thing, which was a passe thought. This guy needed 10 grand in order to fund his new card game. So he goes to Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding campaign. He puts the information up there. The oatmeal began the crowdfund. Kickstarter on the first hour or two reported $70,000 came in. First day, $700,000. By the end of the day yesterday, $2.5 million. This guy wanted 10 grand.
They reached their goal in like 6 minutes.
Right. So they just kept going to see how far it would go.
I've got one for us.
What?
Exploding babies.
No.
Come on. We might be able to raise $5 million fast.
No. Exploding cows, maybe. Ooh. We can maybe do exploding cows.
Oh, you know
what? All that methane gas, you could probably
Yeah.
Thing.
Exploding politicians.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Oh, that'd be bad. That would be bad. It would probably arrest us all.
Register that ACOS fast.
Yes, yeah, already have. It's already done.
Split it three ways.
Oh, you should have said that earlier.
What? Oh, really? I thought Shark Tank was on TV. Really? Right. Anyway, but this brings around the Michael Inventions website has a fund there. Those of you who are trying to figure out how to, and we hear this from the people that come on the program all the time. How do I fund this? How do I get started? How do I go? And this guy knew nothing about nothing except a friend of his said, you ought to go to do a crowdfunding. This guy said, what's crowdfunding? And I said, well, I'll show you how it works. So they go to Kickstarter, which is a good place to start. Indiegogo is a good one. What do you think some of the other ones that are conventional are? Which ones are good that are conventional, do you think, ACOS or John?
My Invent Fund?
Well, yeah, that's at Michael Inventions. I know that. But that's something you don't have to go public with that necessarily, right? Or do you go public with it? Do you take those things and go public with them?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm a little concerned about these exploding kitten things going
on. I told you. Look at it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think it really hurts the brand. I think it really hurts the whole idea of
Kickstarter, you mean? Crowdfunding?
Yeah, really. They should actually put a stop to it because it's not in the... I don't think it's... here's a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. He throws up a weird thing for no reason. All of a sudden, all his money pours in. Like, what a
oh, no. This is Oatmeal. This is Oatmeal.com. They have a following. They know what they're doing.
That's where it started. That's why it went as viral as it did because of Oatmeal.
They have a big following, yeah.
Yeah. If I didn't make that clear at the beginning, that was really what I mentioned, the Oatmeal. That's where they started. The promotion of it was on the Oatmeal for this kind of stuff. Kind of crazy people with crazy ideas, fetishes about what to do with games, et cetera. Oof.
I'm now the proud owner of ExplodingCows.com.
He actually wouldn't know.
Good for you. Hold on. It's 20, well, where are you? 18 after 18. Good day. No.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
We'll be right back. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trying to think of how we could more invigorate this program with women. I'm Doug Steffen with John Cremins and Akos Jankur. Richie and Zach are at the controls. I was just thinking, I don't know why I was thinking about women inventors. We don't see many, although we've had winners. Didn't we have a winner last week who was, maybe I'm misspeaking. I just when I look at the list that we have this week, it's all men. And I wonder how we bring more. Is it because I think men, there's that old age-old question about men being not as smart as women. You get that from your spouse?
Yes, absolutely. I've always said to my spouse that I've learned for a long time that men are not the superior gender.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I have figured out, though, when we were at the golf show with the PGA show yesterday, for example, the inventor today, I mean, all of the inventors have very strong personality women behind them.
Yes, really?
Yes. Yeah. So,
behind every successful man.
Yes.
Is a good woman. Is that what you're saying?
And you have to because listen, if you
is
have
that sexist?
Family support,
do we sound sexist when we're having this conversation?
No. Well, you could say behind every successful woman there's a man also, because I think it's that family support you need. It doesn't matter which you're man or a woman, you need the family support. Your spouse needs to support you. I mean, otherwise your life doesn't work very well, and I guess people lose their dreams quickly. So if the dreams are supported by the spouses, whether it's a man or a woman, I think that's why we see these inventors rise to the top, because they've got family support.
All right, well, the support that you get, the essence of how it is that you bring yourself, it's a state of mind, and the state of mind opens you up to your opportunities if, in fact, you have a mind that works that way. I don't mean to, somebody sent me an email once and said, it sounds like you're always putting down people who don't have ideas because you keep extolling the value and virtue of ideas being the king. Well, in this circumstance, in this reference, of course they are. But can everybody have a winning idea? I don't know. I guess it depends on the company you keep, what you do with your mind. People who don't stimulate their mind, I think, will have a hard time coming up with good ideas. Yes or no? If you're unstimulated, if your life is the same day in and day out and you don't do anything to, and it's up to you. It's not up to me or anybody else. Your job, if you want to live a long, happy, healthy life, is to be stimulating. Stimulate yourself. And I think a lot of these people that we talk to, if you have a hobby like golf, okay, how many people play golf and what goes on in the golf course? What do you see that perhaps you could improve upon? The simplest kinds of stuff. I bet you're seeing that all over this PGA show. Yes?
Yes, very much so. And I think I'm going to add something to what you just said. The person who asks questions, the people who question things more are the ones who become successful. People who ask questions. I see people who just go with the flow and then people who question things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is it this way? Why can't we do it this way? And most people don't question things.
I was very unpopular as a kid with adults because they always asked why. I always was asked, why is this? Yeah, I mean, I was probably, maybe it sounded like that. Why does this do that? And how does that happen? And what? I was always full of questions. And that's maybe why I have made a living out of doing that, talking to people, because I am very, as innately curious as anybody is. I always want to know how something works. I can take something apart and tell you what's wrong. I don't know if I can put it back together again, but it's a curiosity that it seems to me makes for these things that we're talking about.
Like just for example, Dave today when we have him, he's probably had a bad golf swing, started wondering why is the golf head moving in different directions? I mean, I'm controlling it. What could I do to fix that? We saw another one with a putter yesterday, which was amazing. The very simple idea. He just cuts out the top hole of the putter and he's lining up holes, basically, and which guarantees a perfect swing.
Sounds like cheating.
It's a very simple thing, and you see the inventor's mind.
Yeah, that's like, cheating.
How do
he's
I line
cheating.
It up?
No, actually, you know, I mean, it would work. I mean, I have the same putter that I had when I was in high school. The putter that I have, and I've always used it. I've never tried to go.
I've heard that.
But to do.
Yes, I've heard from your wife. She said you're a putter.
There you go.
All right.
Hello. The same one.
Yeah. 28 after. My Cool Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Got an idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cool Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cool Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex, spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too, Cool Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cool Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty busted mask. Be responsible.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com. And suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at Guns80.com. Go now.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
In the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen and be the ball.
There you go. What a great frame of reference from Caddyshack, yes. 33 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio. Akos Jankura, John Creeman, Doug Steffen, soon to meet Dave Hedrick. We're focused on golf, latter part of the week. Whoever wins this contest this week, sort of as we pit people against each other, not individually. Each day a person comes on, has a chance for a pitch, 60 seconds, you tell your story, and then we see who rates the highest because you'll be able to text your thumbs up or thumbs down opinion of the person making the presentation to 22333, or you can call 888-877-0490, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com. Every day, different story, different inventor, different push. I think it's interesting. Could we find other things like the PGA show? Why did you guys decide you wanted to do the things that you're doing this week at the PGA show? What other opportunities are there that are like that?
We're getting a lot of press. I don't know if you read Forbes, but we were featured yesterday. We're getting a lot of press, and shows like the PGA are starting to invite us, to try to attract attention to them.
Uh-huh.
A little sort of a media play.
Yeah.
And also, we wanted to dig into some inventions, and golf is a big category. We wanted to dig into that area. I think we'll dig into housewares and hardwares also,
mm-hmm.
a little deeper than we normally do. And we're trying to focus on areas that we see success from.
You mean in terms of inventions that can be promoted in QVC or HSN, that kind of stuff?
Or television commercials and stuff. And golf is actually one of those sleeper TV categories.
How so?
Yeah, because you can buy television media specifically aimed at golf. And
Golf Channel
very,
and that kind of stuff, yeah.
And right. It's not expensive. So the media value there is actually a good deal. So if you find a golf gadget, you might have some inroads in the golfing community, the golf area. So that's one of the reasons we went down there and did that. And I think you're right. We were walking around yesterday, and we're John and I goes, we got to go to Doug's cow show. We go figure out some, you know, cow things.
I'm waiting for a farm show.
Wow, the big state fairs, I'd go to
some kind of industry cow show. We have to go research. And I think we're going to go do more of these trade shows like this because I think it really puts us on the ground with our 2 feet and we meet people. And we're not doing enough of that.
Radio connections. Yeah,
yeah, we're doing too much behind the microphone. We need to sort of get up and meet people. We're going to do a few more golf. I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to dedicate the next sort of couple of weeks to golf because it's the golf season and coming up. And I think in February, there's a lot of hunting, fishing, survival. Mm-hmm. Gadgets, things. Hook and bullet shows are
hook
about.
Hook and bullet
about.
Shows.
Oh, my gosh. You've never been to a hook and bullet show. It's crazy. Oh.
What is it, a hook? Is that what they call them, really?
Oh, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, there's an outdoor sports show, they call it. But it's basically nothing but hooks and bullets. And
hooks as in fishing lines.
Fishing lines. Yeah. 900,000 people show up.
The sportsman show.
Really?
A million people, 2,000 exhibitors.
Get a life, you folks. Really.
Oh, no, it's serious stuff.
Well, it is. People are looking well. This is sort of ties into, again, where you can make money, and the creative people are looking for opportunities where people are spending their discretionary income. You spend your discretionary income in your hobby, whether it's horses, whether it's fishing, whether it's gardening, whatever, it's racing. And so, there are huge categories. I saw Richie likes to watch that Barrett Simpson auto auction.
Barrett Jackson.
Jackson, I mean. I saw, flipping through the channels in the... where the heck was I this weekend that I happened to come across that? Anyway, I know. I was in at the radio event that I went to in St. Louis. And the Barrett Jackson auction, there's a Gullwing Mercedes, 1959, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million. Somebody's got discretionary income to be able to buy a car like that for $1
million. Well, they do a whole bunch of those.
I'd use Richie's money for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Here's the check. Use this one.
But the other side of that is that there are a lot of people. Richie has a little Bronco. That's an old thing.
I have the Gullwing Bronco.
The Gullwing Bronco.
Yeah, the Gullwing Bronco.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
it's got no doors on it.
But this is it. People have little hobbies. That's the point. And you can make a business out of approaching the problems or solving the problems that people have. For example, Richie's thing. Some guy ought to figure out how to make a door that goes a snap. Remember the old Jeep doors that just snap in, sort of?
Yeah, that's what these do on the Bronco.
They have the same thing.
They just lift off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. But anyway, you know what I'm saying.
What I will tell you is that I used to own a Camaro that Doug used to own, actually, a 68 Camaro. And there are websites and businesses where you buy just Camaro parts.
Right.
Old Camaro. Huh. Same thing with the Bronco. I bought the Bronco, and there are three big businesses, websites that you go to. Any part you need, they make.
I've got an old 1985 Mercedes 300 diesel. The seat on the driver's side was horrible. It was an agony driving. It was so bad. So I found a guy who has started a shop working. This was a man who was a mechanic, but he found that his skill was recreating things. Almost like he could have worked for Jay Leno in his shop, because that's what a lot of these people that are really good, they recreate parts, because you can't find parts for an old Duesenberg, for God's sakes.
Now with 3D printing, though, and 3D printers are coming down in price.
Yep. You'll be able to do that stuff.
As long as you have like an original drawing or maybe even the original part, you could actually recreate it, right?
So anyway, this guy made a business out of fixing Mercedes and high-end cars. Not my 300 diesel is not a high-end car, but he took the seat. It was broken. The springs were all broken. You can't find any new ones. And then he put it back together and brought it over and put it back in the car. He charged me $50. Wow. And I'm thinking to myself, hey.
You know, and I know a guy just like that that could actually make your golf score better.
Yeah. How?
He's the inventor for today.
Oh, let's get Dave on. Thank you very much. Get off. Yeah, ding, 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 ding. Wait a minute. Let's see if my bell still rings.
Cow in his place.
All right. Okay.
Let's welcome Dave Hendrick to the show with his golf score changer. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's Hendrick, H-E-D-R-I-C-K.
Yeah. Oh, Hendrick, thank you very much.
And
it was great to meet with you guys yesterday. It was great to meet with you guys yesterday on your booth. Tell everybody about your invention, the golf score changer.
Well, it's a very simple tool that you put on, and it gives you a visual of exactly where your club face is at impact, which a lot of people have a lot of trouble with.
So you attach it to the end of your golf. We saw it yesterday. It attaches to the end of the golf head, right? And it's kind of a stick that moves back and forth. The stick kind of keeps pointed at your feet. And as you move the club back and forth, it kind of aligns up your swing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It snaps on, and then the point is closest to the golfer. When you start swinging, it'll start pivoting exactly where your club face is at, to allow you to know so you can have perfect repetition throughout the golf swing.
So then all you're trying to do is visualize where that club head should be, right?
It's a visual, yes.
So how long did it take you to create this the attachment?
Well, I actually put it together in about 3 hours, but it's taken about 2.5 years to get to where I'm at right now.
So is it hard to patent?
It's a very long process, yes. It's not so much hard for that product to be patented as much as it is to get through the patent process.
So was it clear sailing, or did you have to adjust things and move things around as, you know, evolve the patent as you went, or was it just a long time and an arduous process, or did you have to sort of adapt to things that they were asking you about in the patent office?
Well, to even get towards the patent, you have to have all your numbers in a row. You have to have all your measurements. It has to be all. You can't just go and say, I want to do this, and then come up with something else later. They have to know exactly the numbers and the measurements, so there's nothing else like it to be able to patent it.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen, why don't we do this? Why don't we give you a pitch? Why don't we give you 60 seconds to pitch our audience? You'll get 60 seconds to put your best pitch together, and the listeners will vote. They'll vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, clicking on the vote button. You can see a description of the invention. You can see how it works there. You can vote thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can text to vote. You can just text the word thumbs up, all one word, or thumbs down to 22333. That's 2 2s and 3 3s if you're on one of those smartphones. And so, Dave, are you ready to pitch?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Go.
This is Dave Hedrick, and if you want to fix your swing and snap, it's a very simple tool. It snaps onto a 7-iron. It's good for beginners. And seasoned golfers, there's no nets, balls, high-speed cameras involved. It's proudly made in the United States. You can practice perfect repetition anytime, anywhere. It's priced for reasonable for every golfer. It keeps the club face square at impact, so you know exactly where it's at. Thank you for the CoolInventionMike.com for having me on today. And please go to mycoolinventions.com and vote for golf score changer. Thank you.
Oh, we got time on the clock. Oh, my gosh, there's still time on the clock.
There's still time on the clock.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, Dave. Listen, we've seen the invention. We actually like the invention, but we got to get you to pitch this thing better. You know, a couple things you can do. We've met a lot of inventors like yourself who are really genius and really smart, and I believe your invention would really help a lot of golfers, but you need to pitch it better. So what you should do, perhaps, is maybe hire an independent pitch person, or the lady on your booth. That was she seemed to know what she was doing, so maybe get an independent third party. That's how guys like me make a living on television, to get your pitch a little bit more refined, and include things in your pitch. Like, you've got to include things like how much it costs, where can you learn more, where can you buy it, maybe create a little bit of an offer to entice people to go buy it right away.
So here's what I'm thinking, Dave, and this is just good. Now that I know you, I've seen your product, I've senior invention. This is what we would do. Now, you know, Acosta and myself, we sold over $3 billion worth of merchandise on the shopping channels in the past. And basically, if you don't have a problem, you can't solve it. So in your pitch, you should have come out immediately saying, are you tired of your golf ball going left, going right, going center, going every time you hit the ball, you have no idea where it's going to go? We have the perfect solution. Because, you know, now you've already said to every golfer that already has a bad swing, they already know their ball's going everywhere. So now they're going to listen, right? So you've gotten them emotionally, they're in there. Every time you're hitting a tree, every time you're going in the sand trap, every time you miss the green 5, 6, 7, 8 times, I have the perfect solution. It's the golf score changer. Let me show you how this works. And then you go into the whole, this is what it does. This is why you want it this way. And if you want the golf score changer, you've got to call right now. And then go back into another feature. You know, and you'll know every time when you hit the ball where it is placed perfectly every single time. The perfect shot, but you've got to call now to get the golf score changer. And go into that, right? So you've got them emotionally attached because they all have that problem. We all, as golfers, we never can get the ball to go straight all the time. But your invention solves that problem. So build that up in their mind and then tell us how to get it.
Yeah, I think that's great. Problem solution, give them a good offer. Yeah. And you know something, and don't be afraid to go get somebody else who could pitch for you. Many people aren't skilled pitch people, but it is important, especially when you're trying to raise money, you're trying to get attention, that you get your pitch really done well. And if you're voting, go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, vote thumbs up or thumbs down for the invention, thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can text to vote, text to 22333, that's 22333. And you text thumbs up or thumbs down. And Dave, thank you very much for being on the program and taking the time of the day. And good luck today on that floor on the PGA Merchandising Show in Orlando, Florida. Hope you find yourself some big customers who would buy that product from you and help you propagate the American dream and your invention.
13 before the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles for an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Americans are just learning about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive trade deal that's been negotiated in secret. The White House and some elected leaders in Washington, D.C. want to push the deal through Congress under a process called Fast Track. That means Congress would have to approve the trade deal before actually reading it. Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network, a Catholic social justice organization and leader of Nuns on the Bus, says TPP is too important to rush through Congress.
Catholic sisters in Mexico and Central America know too well the disruption of families that has been caused by bad trade deals. To avoid the future tragedy of more children being forced to flee violence because their communities were disrupted, Congress must have a full discussion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Too often, negotiators get so fixed on business interests that they don't think about the impact on the rest of society. The faithful way forward is a full discussion that lets the voice of all people be heard.
Sister Simone noted that if Congress gives TPP a seal of approval without even looking at the deal, we're certain to see more dislocation and tragedy. For more information, visit StopTheTPP.org. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Notice how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A way forward with Cuba. Important talks to be held today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Talks between American and Cuban diplomats in Havana today shift to the issue of restoring diplomatic relations. Senior U.S. officials say they hope Cuba will agree to appoint ambassadors and reopen embassies in Washington, D.C. and Havana. However, officials from both countries say a major breakthrough is not likely. Yesterday's talks focused on immigration, with the two sides mostly talking past each other. American negotiators said the U.S. will continue granting safe haven to Cubans who make it to the U.S. In Washington, Secretary of State John Kerry, at a briefing yesterday, said the U.S. can better promote American values by normalizing relations with the island nation.
What we are doing with respect to Cuba is not a reward for anything. It is a reflection of the fact that for more than 50 years we've had a policy that isn't working. Our hope is that the policy of normalization will put us in a stronger position to advance our interests and our values.
The U.S. broke off diplomatic relations and slapped economic sanctions on Cuba 54 years ago. Some congressional critics have threatened to try and block President Obama's new Cuba policy by withholding funding in certain parts of the foreign affairs budget. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to keep their winning streak going today following three straight days of positive numbers. The Dow up 39 yesterday, closing at 17,554. NASDAQ rose 12 points. S&P with a 10-point gain. On the football front, there could be some answers to the Deflategate scandal today. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick scheduled to meet with the media in Foxborough as the team prepares for Super Bowl 49 against the Seahawks a week from Sunday. Much of the attention, of course, is sure to be focused on allegations that the Patriots deflated 11 of the 12 game balls it provided to officials for this past Sunday's AFC title game win over the Colts. If the Patriots are found to have deflated footballs intentionally, they could face penalties, maybe even a suspension for Coach Belichick. It is very likely Coach Bill will say something like this today. And that's Belichick when he's happy and talkative. Personally, I'd love to see Belichick suspended for the Super Bowl, or better yet, put the Super Bowl off for a week and make the Patriots play the Colts again. It is very likely, however, the NFL won't even deal with this until after the Super Bowl. We have some multi-state lottery news for you. No one matched all the numbers in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot for this Saturday is up to $230 million. Powerball played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And finally, back to Super Bowl 49, which could very well be overshadowed by the incredible shrinking football fiasco. But in this case, we're talking about the national anthem. Without much argument from anyone, the best star-spangled performance at the Super Bowl was this one. Super Bowl 25 in Tampa, January of 1991, the late Whitney Houston. Last year, opera star Renee Fleming belted it out at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Windshields galore, shattering in the parking lot. I think she's still going. Anyway, just in case you haven't heard, Idina Menzel will bring us the national anthem for this year's Super Bowl in Arizona. First of all, let's hope she isn't introduced by you-know-who.
Please welcome Adina Dazeem.
And secondly, let's hope Adina doesn't, out of sheer habit, take a detour into another song. You know, Oh Say Can You Go, Let It... And the home where the cold never bothered me anyway. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.